Well, it's the middle of the night. That's the hotel, I think, the sound. Heaters are on. We have this heating system in town. We're at a power plant. We have a couple of 20 megawatt, coal plant, a gas turbine plant about 5 blocks away, which just heats the whole valley. And they took the heat and they piped it into some of the buildings. And that's how a lot of towns heated in the winter. That saves a lot. Frankly, I'm in favor of coal. I think that in small plants, the CO2 produces actually good for the trees. And they scrub it pretty good. And, you know, it increases life. And there's no CO2 because it's absorbed by trees. Versus electric cars, and I have a group called Banned Electric Cars, because electric cars have an efficiency in producing electricity, delivering the electricity, storing it in a battery, getting it out of the battery. It's just a convenience that probably uses twice as much fuel, causing twice as much carbon as a gasoline engine. So, I mean, we're talking about a pretty stupid thing, really. And Elon Musk is real, whatever, like Bill Gates, you know, I mean, basically, I mean, he wants to stick chips in people's heads, you know, send 40,000 satellites, so every time you're looking up, there's these satellites with giant solar panels beaming Wi-Fi down to you. 5G, probably 10G. You know? I mean, I'm looking at you, you know? Like, probably a lens, like, 2 feet wide. And probably, you know, hell, that's enough solar power to power a laser weapon. From watching, like, a low-infrared laser weapon that can go through the atmosphere or something. Like carbon dioxide lasers. It's hard to get a laser through the atmosphere. In the old days, they thought about it. X-ray weapons, maybe. They probably have X-ray lasers by now. Gamma-ray lasers. Quantum technology. I mean, you think, you know, technology increases. But people's knowledge of technology has stopped increasing for 20 years. So since we stopped knowing what they have, they say there's a rule that says every 2.5 years, everything gets twice as big. So you figure that's 10, so it's like a 10. It's like the power of, so it's their power of about 6 of what it was. So, I mean, if it was 1, it would be 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. I mean, you can't imagine, like, but it's true. I mean, 20 years ago, they didn't have computers with trillions of operations a second that last forever. I mean, and that's about 64 times as powerful as that's what your phone has. So, I have no idea what they have, you know? I mean, they're telling us that I have a rocket engine, Orbital Model Rocket Club. I designed a model rocket engine which could go into orbit using explosive pellets exploding behind a cone-shaped cone. Just, you know, like a pellet stove shooting them in, and they explode. And, like, Elon Musk's engine has, like, you know, 400, and mine has, like, 40,000. But maybe Elon Musk isn't really, you know, the top of the line. Like, if you watch Stargate, they had the starship that went from galaxy to galaxy. Oh, you know? As well as the Stargates. I mean, the government had a starship. Well, the people are still driving Elon Musk's electric cars. So, I mean, with this weird discrepancy in reality and their reality and other higher realities since the turn of the century, since the millennium, pretty much when they froze public knowledge of available technology and public access. Like I'm looking at a bunch of the 30% right now. So I'm standing by the hotel. And I mean, the summary, 30% Democrats, Republicans 10%, Republicans 1%, and then 20% is the armies of them, like they call federal troops, and that's all. And I described all the different varieties of armies for like the first 40 episodes. You know, I'm looking at like the 20% right now of people who are living in cities. I'm paying $12,000 a month rent, stuff like that, moving into a place called rural poverty. And, you know, this is what's really going on currently right now. I mean, it's not just them. I'm also describing the 70% of the people, which is not really the case because, you know, the 40, 50% of them aren't currently, you know, composed the scumbags who are currently in the next month going to exterminate the 20% at the very bottom. So, I mean, we could just, like, future episodes are going to try to, like, move it down to the lower 20% because 50% or the 70% are scumbags and aren't currently being exterminated by the 30%, which I'm looking at now, and the 20%, and the 10%, and the 1%, finally it'll just be George Bush. Let me try to stop this thing. There's a way to stop it. Ew. No, there isn't.